teach you children three things. Love for your prophet, love for his family, love for Quran reciter. Teach your children three things. Love for your prophet, love for his family, love for Quran reciter.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Very respected viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching program Loving the Family of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wa Sallam. Inshallah, today we'll be talking about respecting Sadat, respecting the family of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wa Sallam, and much more in this regard, Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Before we proceed towards the main topic, let's make few good intentions. Because it is a saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his actions. I make this intention, inshallah. I will deliver this program for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And you make this intention that you will listen from start till end. You'll remember. And you will pass this knowledge on to others too, inshallah, azza wa jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we talk about the love of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, then we understand that if we claim the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, then we should also love the family of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa taslim. Hazrat Sayyidina Zaid bin Arqam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has beautiful saying, I'm leaving two important things behind. أولهما كتاب الله فيه الهدى والنور. The first is the book of Allah, which has hidayah, guidance and light, nur for you. Hence, you should hold the book of Allah tightly. And the second is my Ahle Bayt, my family. And then he, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said three times, I warn you about my Ahle Bayt. I scare you about my Ahle Bayt. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, these are two very important things which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has mentioned here. One is Book of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which contains our beliefs, which contains our aqaid, which contains hidayah, which contains nur in it. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has asked us to hold that tightly. And when you talk about the word istimsak, that means hold tightly so that you don't leave it at all. Because if we hold Quran tightly, meaning we hold the teachings of Quran tightly, then inshallah azza wa jal, salvation is there for us. Barakah is there for us. Success is there for us. Because this contains guidance. This contains salvation. And remember, in Kitabullah, Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also included. Because that is the sharah, explanation of the Kitab of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Book of Allah. And without Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, you cannot act upon the Book of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And fiqh is also a sharah of Kitabullah. Rulings, Islamic jurisprudence, taking masail, Islamic rulings from Quran, this is also an explanation of Quran in Sunnah. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, the second important thing which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam left for us to hold them tightly is Ahle Bayt. And further, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he explains the part of this hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I warn you, scare you about my Ahle Bayt. In this explanation, it has been mentioned that do not disobey them, do not disrespect them, unforgetfully also don't respect them. Otherwise, you will lose your faith. Dear respected Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us a beautiful way forward that we need to love Quran, we need to follow Quran, we need to hold Quran tightly, and we need to love the Ahle Bayt, we need to love the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And inshaAllah azza wa jal, this will take us, this will inshaAllah azza wa jal help us towards salvation, towards success inshaAllah ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amir al-mu'minin, Hazrat Mawlai Kainat Ali al-Murtaza Shaykh Khuda karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, he quotes that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been reported to have said, teach your children three things: hubbi nabiyyikum wa hubbi ahli baytihi wa qira'atil Qur'an. Love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love of Ahle Bayt, family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and recitation of Quran. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, from this mentioned hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we can easily understand how much love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had for his family, for his Ahle Bayt. That is why he is asking his love and the family's love together, that you should love me and then you should love my family too. And then again, the importance of Quran has been mentioned. So that, dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we understand that if a person who holds these three things tightly, inshaAllah, inshaAllah, this will become a means of salvation for him. Because if you talk, generally speaking, everything is in Quran, subhanAllah. You would follow the teachings of Quran, you will love Sahaba Ikram, you will love Ahle Bayt, you will love Awliya Allah, you will love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you will love Anbiya Ikram, you will love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But in specific, love of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is highlighted in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked us to teach these etiquettes, these manners, important three things that you should teach your children: love of Prophet, love of family, and tilawat of Quran, recitation of Quran. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, from today onwards, let us make an intention, inshallah, whenever we are sitting with our family, having this hadith in our mind, why not talk about the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why not talk about the blessed waqi'at, accounts of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's blessed life? Why not talk about the miracles of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? This will increase love of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hearts of our children. Rather than allowing them to have the love for this world, for this dunya, for the so-called role models of this day and age, why not teach them the love of the family of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They know the names of footballers, they know the names of cricketers, they know the names of players, singers, actors, as mentioned in earlier episode. But unfortunately, they don't know that who are Ahle Bayt. Who are Sahaba Ikram? What are the names of Anbiya Ikram? So it is our duty that we need to teach them that who are these blessed personalities. So they should know their names, the heroes of Islam. Alhamdulillah. And the love of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is also very much needed to instill in the hearts of our children. It is required. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنهما has been reported to have said, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, you love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala because He feeds you, He provides you the provisions, and love me because of the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And because of my love, love my Ahl al-Bayt, my family. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, this clearly gives us an understanding that how can we explain the excellence of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's family. It's not easy to explain the maqam and rutbah and martaba of the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah, when you read about these ayahs of the Quran, when you read about these ahadith in relation to the blessed family of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, you will understand that our pious predecessors, our aslaf, they had well understood these ahadith. They used to love the progeny of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much. If somebody was in the lineage of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, they used to respect him so much. They used to love from the bottom of their heart. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers, one of the great imams, he was giving lectures in Jamia Masjid to his students sitting in front of him. And during the lesson, he would stand up, then he would sit back. Then he would stand up, then he would sit back. Then he would stand up, then he would sit back. The students, they were surprised, what has happened to our teacher today? What a weird act is he doing? Suddenly he is standing up and he is standing back. After some times, one of those students, when they inquired about the reason of the act of their teacher, Allahu Akbar, the teacher said, that Imam said, the reason I'm standing up, because one of the descendants of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, one of the Sayyid is playing outside, the door is open, while playing when he comes in front of me, and I see him in respect, I stand up. When he is away from my eyesight, then I sit back and I teach you. When he comes again in front of me, then I stand up. Then I sit back, then I stand up, then I sit back. This was the love our aslaf possessed for Sayyid, for Sadat, for the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. That's how they used to love Sadat and the family. They used to have and special respect for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers, even in this day and age, today, my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, he has so much of love. He has millions of followers. Everyone wants to even just meet with him, shake hand with him, kiss his hands. But whenever a Sayyid comes, whenever a person from the progeny of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to meet him, Allahu Akbar. And if he knows that he is Sayyid, he tries to kiss his hands instead. Allahu Akbar. A personality whose hands people would love to kiss, he is kissing the hands of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's progeny. A person from the progeny is Sayyid. This is the love Allahu Akbar, my Shaykh Tariqat has for Sadat. If any Sayyid comes and he has to give something to a normal person, he would give one, but he would give two to the Sayyid. Just to show extra respect in the blessed court of the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. How and why should he not do this? Because Allahu Akbar, he is the follower of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman, a great shaykh, Allahu Ghani, in the history. The Islamic brothers, yes, this love, the loving the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been taught by a great shaykh, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman. That's why my shaykh tariqat, my shaykh, alhamdulillah, he follows the footsteps of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. And alhamdulillah, those that follows of Imolana Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya, they also love and respect. They show utmost respect to the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I was talking about the love of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan and Rahmat Rahman for Sadat, for the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Islamic brothers, do you know who is Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman? He was Mufassir al-Quran, he was Muhaddis, he was one of the greatest scholars of his era, his time, Allahu Ghani. People, they used to invite him for speech. He was so busy that he would not often go for speeches. But one day, he was invited. People were waiting for his speech. Allahu Ghani. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, those days in India, in the East, there used to be palanquin, which is a large box carried onto large two poles, and which has four or six bearers. And servants, they used to hold those poles, and a celebrity or an eminent personality was carried in that palanquin. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman sat in that, and those bearers, they started walking. After a few steps were taken, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman was sitting inside. He felt something weird, and he asked for those servants who was carrying that palanquin, stop. They were stopped. Allahu Akbar. He came out and he asked the question, that is there anyone amongst you, Sayyid? Is there anyone amongst you who belongs to the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? In the progeny of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam? Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, they were scared to tell. One of them was a Sayyid. He was hesitant to speak. But finally, he said, yes, I'm very much needy, just to fulfill my needs, I have adopted this profession. Allahu Akbar. The respected views of Madani Channel, do you know our great Imam, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, he started asking forgiveness. He started excusing from that individual. That, could you please forgive me? How will I answer in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam on the day of judgment if this question is asked? O Raza, my progeny's shoulder were left to carry you. Allahu Akbar. What answer would I give to Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam? Please forgive me. Please forgive me. He was kept saying, Huzoor, you are a great scholar. I have forgiven. But dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, the great Imam, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan and Rahmat Rahman, then requested to that Sayyid to sit in that palanquin. And then he said, the steps you took when I was sitting inside, I will hold these large poles and I will walk same steps and take you. Allahu Akbar. This was the favor. He was hesitant, he was not sitting, but he was forced, requested again and again. And people who were there, they were looking, that scene, that great Imam, scholar of that era, is requesting a Sayyid to sit in that. And he, Allahu Akbar, held him on his shoulders. This was the love for the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which was extended by Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman. And he taught us how important this is for our faith, for our iman, that we should love Ahl al-Bayt. We should love the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam from the bottom of our heart. And if it is possible, by any means, we are able to help. From this waqia, from this account, one thing we understand is that we need to love the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the other hand, we also come to know that if we find any needy, there are some people who do not ask for help, but they are around us. They are in our localities. They are in our surroundings. If only we can find them. If they are Sayyid, we should help them with our clear money. If possible, my dear Islamic brothers, this will be just one of the ways to show love and respect for them, inshallah. And the barakah and blessing we will get, inshallah, that is not explainable, which cannot be explained in words, to be honest with you. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us ability and tawfiq and power that we love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And we show the true love for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We teach love of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and his family to our children. Why shall we not love the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Miraka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam has himself been reported to have said, Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. If we want that Allah loves us, we need to love the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in specific, we need to have the love for Imam Ali Maqam, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. And the Islamic brothers, the one who loved Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he loved me. And the one who had animosity, enmity for them, he had enmity for me. Allahu Akbar. Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma are two flowers of mine in this dunya. Dear respected viewers of Madani Shem, all these ahadith, all these fada'il, all these excellence which has been mentioned in Quran and hadith tells us and demands a true love for the progeny, family and lineage of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. And finally, dear viewers of Madani Channel, I would like to explain a very important point for our Sadat, for the progeny of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, those they are blessed to be in that blessed lineage. Alhamdulillah, they should also love the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And remember, there are some of the religions where those they are sacred personalities, those they are associated with the religion, and they are sacred, they have got exceptions. But in Islam, Allahu Akbar, there is no exception to follow the Sharia of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to follow the sunnahs of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, follow the teachings of Islam. It does not matter whatever association you have, the higher status you have, you may have the excellence in fada'il, but when it comes to follow the teachings of Quran and Sunnah, everyone has to follow the Sunnahs of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, ability and power to follow the teachings of Islam, follow the Sunnahs of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. To me, to you, to all of us, even to the Sadat, we all follow the Sunnahs of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And in specific us, those they are not Sayyid, they should respect Sayyid, they should respect Sadat, they should have utmost reverence for the progeny and family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, these sorts of beautiful programs are broadcasted on Madani Channel. So dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, you should keep watching different various programs on Madani Channel. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Teach your children three things. Love for your Prophet, love for his family, love for Quran recited. Teach your children three things. Love for your Prophet, love for his family, love for Quran recited.